Primum querite regnum Dei, et omnia dicientur obis dicit
January 31, Philippians 4:4-9, Day of Don Bosco. Always be joyful, then, in the Lord. I repeat, be joyful. Let your good sense be obvious to everybody. The Lord is near. Never worry about anything, but tell God all your desires of every kind in prayer and petitions shot through with gratitude. And the peace of God, which is beyond our understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, let your minds be filled with everything that is true, everything that is honorable, everything that is upright and pure, everything that we love and admire, with whatever is good and praiseworthy. Keep doing everything you learned from me, and were told by me and have heard or seen me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. Saint Don Bosco, whom the Church thinks of today, was a priest and founder of an order, and dedicated himself especially to the youth of Turin. He tried to help young people with a positive and preventive education based on faith. He was a priest who relied very much on God's providence and realized that word which we find in today's text. Jesus said to his disciples, "That is why I'm telling you not to worry about your life and what you are to eat, nor about your body and how you are to clothe it. For life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Think of the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storehouses and no barns, yet God feeds them. And how much more you are worth than the birds. Can any of you, however much worry, add a single cubit to your span of life? If a very small thing is beyond your powers, why worry about the rest? Think how the flowers grow. They never have to spin or weave. Yet, I assure you, not even Solomon, in all his royal robes, was clothed like one of them. Now, if that is how God clothes a flower which is growing wild today and is thrown into the furnace tomorrow, how much more will he look after you who have so little faith? But you must not set your hearts on things to eat and things to drink, nor must you worry. It is the Gentiles of this world who set their hearts on all these things. Your Father well knows you need them. No, set your hearts on his kingdom, and these other things will be given you as well." This word has accompanied me personally since my conversion, and I can testify that it is true and is realized when one relies completely to the Lord. Our Father knows what we need. It is the key word for the whole of life, and gives us a security founded on trust in God. But it's not the most important point, but even more important is that God wants to give us a gift in this way. It is His joy and an expression of His love to take care of His children and in this way assure them that He is with us all the times. This is what He wants. Jesus comes to make the Father known and shows us the true way of God, and that is to be a loving Father. Carelessness, not to be confused with human optimism, is linked to concern for the kingdom of God. We could put it in that way. We care about the great concerns of God, and He equips us with everything we need for our life and ministry. However, this is not to be understood on the level of an exchange, a deal, as we say today, but it is an exchange of love. We know a similar word from an ecclesiastical recognized apparition of Our Lady in Banneux, Belgium. There Mary said, "Believe in me, and I believe in you." The Lord wants to lead us into a very close communion with Him, in which we are sure of God's love and care, and from which the joy mentioned in today's text also arises. The joy in God and in God, and in the life loved and accompanied by Him, becomes a constantly flowing source that flows through us and can also flow to others. Saint Don Bosco expressed it in a famous phrase, "The best thing we can do in the world is to do good, be joyful, and let the sparrows whistle." So we are invited simply to realize faith in active love, and thus to cooperate in the kingdom of God. Every day there is a possibility for this. It will help us to grow into good recklessness. We should also notice when the dark shadows of unnecessary worries are gathering over us, when we are too eager to take everything into our hands and do not pay attention to what the Lord has planned for us, how He opens the ways. The unnecessary worry grabs us inside ourselves. It takes away the lightness and also the beauty of faith that comes from joy. So we'll hear in the end the wonderful word of 1 Peter 5:7, "Throw all your worries on Him, for He cares of you."
The communion verse we listen to says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
Noli emular in malignantibus, neque celaveris facientes iniquitates.